So welcome to another installment of Gas Money. This is a Christmas special.
Yes, sir.
I left my beautiful family.
Does my mic work?
Yeah, nigga, shut up. I didn't introduce you yet, nigga. What the fuck? Nigga, we have a program over here, nigga. If I put my Plymouth Rock hat on, you lucky it hasn't come yet. I have my moments now. Yeah, you, it's all right. But yeah, welcome to another installment of Gas Money. We got Tune 150 hoes in the building.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy. To the left of me.
Not 200?
Not 200. Not there.
You should have lied. Last week he was at one. He's 2-1.
I zero at one point. I'm jacking. I have zero.
2-1.
We can move on with the narrative that I have all the women in the world.
200.
He's at 150. He's not 200 yet. When you get the Cuban link, he's at 200.
Yeah, that's when I'm really up. But to the left of me, we got my boy TC in the building.
I'm actually to the right.
Nah, you to my left. If you going that way. But if we continue in the, you know.
He's just trying to throw a monkey.
What is that? Is that clockwise?
Yeah, former engineer.
What do you mean by that?
Former engineer. I was fired.
Damn.
Hey, this nigga go.
And I'm here.
You're going to introduce like the host of the show?
Oh, you know, you got your host AG here.
That's it.
To the left of me. What do you want me to say?
Something nice.
Want me to compliment you?
Yeah. I complimented him. And he complimented you.
He has black Santa Claus pajamas on.
That's a compliment?
Yeah.
This nigga's gonna be having
that's like actually a pressure.
Shout out to the happy Kwanzaa to everybody.
Facts. That's what Tom and I be on.
Happy Hanukkah to the Israelite niggas.
I don't think they celebrate that.
They celebrate Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
How do they celebrate that? That's some Jewish.
You know, niggas laughed at me when I be putting Kwanzaa shit in the chat.
Because you don't, you don't even know what that means.
I put everything in there.
What the colors in the candles mean?
First of all, why is there a fucking candle? What's the candle for?
Black is for the skin.
The Hanukkah niggas got the candles.
Yeah, so why Kwanzaa got candles?
Because you light every candle for, the day.
Why a candle?
What else you gonna light?
A bulb. What the fuck was doing?
Why would I light a fucking bulb?
Why would I light a candle, nigga?
Nigga, because candle like fire and all that. Isn't that like in the Bible and all that fire?
Bible? What Kwanzaa in the Bible?
I gotta put that together, nigga.
This nigga's calling me, son. Hold on.
You gotta put that together.
Yo, we live,
put that
bro.
Shit on speaker, man.
Yo, we live. Yo.
By nigga, he's talking about Chubby Sad.
Huh?
Or whatever name he goes by.
Yeah, man, just let us know when you're safe and try to make it here before 3 o'clock.
It's my transmission.
This is live. They're hearing this. Good.
He thinks it's my transmission. So if it's my transmission, then I definitely ain't going to be able to make it there before 3 because I got to find a way to get my car back to my house or back to his shop, which isn't that far, and figure something out.
The government is listening to this conversation. So now our listeners know why you're not here. You be blessed. You let us know what's going on, man.
Hey, we can start a GoFundMe now.
Yeah, we're going to do a GoFundMe and all of that to get your transmission up. What year is the model? Year and model of the car?
2012.
You a broke nigga. See ya.
Nah, nigga. Star
We riding spinners, nigga. It's Christmas. What the fuck the nigga doing in a cord?
This nigga. That's the moment we're going to go back to where we seen you choose clout over friendship.
Yeah, nigga. I'm trying to make it out. Fuck a friend, nigga. The fuck? Friend?
Some
niggas make it out and end up at Diddy Party.
I'm going to Diddy Party.
Yeah, 100%. 100%,
yeah, that's the
bro,
first party I want to go
bro, 100%,
to.
100%, bro.
What you talking about? 100%. I got to see if the room
parties
is
ain't
true,
be the
nigga.
Same. The parties ain't going to be the same no more, man.
Yeah, nigga, I'm going.
That nigga don't have parties,
the first
man.
Thing I'm doing is slapping that nigga around his mouth.
I like that, daddy. I like that, daddy.
Take that. Take that. That's a new sheriff in town, Diddy. Lay down. It's the wallet. Yeah, man. It's Christmas. Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa was invented. I thought Kwanzaa was some African shit.
It's some black shit.
Yeah, it's black American shit. Yeah,
that's what African. I'm saying.
They even made it an African, kind of make it like an African word.
Yeah,
too.
I thought it's African.
Oh, hold on.
I don't know.
Oh, that's what y'all was saying, that it's not African.
At all.
That black people, like African-American black people.
Yeah.
But... isn't that cool?
Nah, I think that's fire.
All right. I thought niggas was on something like
he don't like that.
Come on,
black people always try to find some shit to like attach themselves to.
What's what? I think that's fire,
I don't got a problem with that.
I got
that,
a problem
though.
With what you saying.
What
else we attach ourselves to?
You know,
I think we need it, though.
No offense to anybody.
This is what I like.
But when you think of like the Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
That was some black shit.
It is some black shit. It's super black.
But you know what? I kind of understand this because the lack of identity. And
that's what I'm saying.
Figure it out.
I don't think. I think you're using the wrong choice of words. I don't think there's a lack of identity.
You got the Nation of Islam.
Nah, but
I think it's
you got the 5%
misinformation.
You got the black Israelites.
They're all right. All of them are right.
Okay.
The black man is God.
I don't disagree.
You got Mr. Yaqub.
Yeah, he's right too. He created the white race.
What else?
Now, that Yaqub shit comes from what, the 5%ers or the Nation of Islam? Where does that come from?
I don't know.
I think it comes from
Nation of Islam?
Nation of Islam.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, I think all of that shit is right. Like, every single black movement has been correct.
About what?
About our
origin.
Yeah. We're the first people on this planet. So everything is right.
Do you think Jesus was black?
Yeah, I think. Read the book. Who else on this planet
has
bronze skin? And woolly hair.
The damn Arabs.
They don't. They're not bronzy. White.
They don't have
Arabs
woolly hair.
I work with a Jewish man. That's his family comes from Russia.
Hold on, Arabs are white.
I work with a Jewish man that comes from Russia.
I didn't know that.
His family comes from Russia. He lives in Israel.
What type of hair they got?
They should have like straight.
Like
this
what type of man?
This motherfucker has nappy hair.
Who? What type of man?
The Jewish man I'm talking about.
Nappy hair or he has curly hair?
No, it's nappy.
Nah, I ain't going.
I swear to you, that shit is. Nappy looking.
I ain't going for that.
It's not nappy like how ours is nappy.
Then it's not real.
It's more of a.
It's called curly, nigga. It's not woolly like our hair.
Okay.
That's the only point I was trying to prove.
Right. The wool shit.
But I rock with the Jewish people though.
Yeah, I do too.
Why?
Without Jewish people, there's no hip hop.
I'm
lying.
Yeah, you lying,
yeah,
nigga. Them niggas wasn't.
What label? What label was not Jewish?
Them niggas was not in the Bronx creating that shit.
Nah, A-Jack and nobody was there. A-Jack and James Brown.
A-Jack and the Puerto Ricans was there.
A-Jack and
I'm
James
not really
Brown.
Like. That's the only thing I disagree with Fat Joe about. Like,
nah, he's wrong.
He's 100%. He said the Puerto Ricans. Was part of like the creation of
nah, they helped, hip-hop. But they weren't like
whoever was in that room or that party that was out where that was in Bronx that they said that shit was created.
It was
no Puerto Rican nigga like
running
part of the
shit?
Set.
That's
I'm saying.
It was dancing.
As far as pushing hip hop along, of
then
course.
They started arresting niggas. Because Puerto Ricans turn Italian when they turn 14.
We gonna make it by New Year's. Y'all niggas keep talking like this.
Y'all think I'm lying. Talk to a Puerto Rican person that's over the age of 14. They don't speak Spanish. They speak Italian. I'm dead ass.
I just like talking shit. But
Robert De Niro is Puerto Rican. He was Puerto Rican. Now he's Italian.
No offense to anybody out there that's of Hispanic descent, but I just feel like.
Oh, here he go.
Here we go. I'm about this to wild out.
These are the thoughts of TC, the ex-engineer.
I feel like all these niggas is feminine.
You did. I think you did say that before.
Walk me through that.
Maybe a lot of them niggas is on some pretty boy shit.
Okay.
That machismo shit that's in that culture.
Which is masculine, by the way.
Yeah. That shit is gay. Okay. Hyper masculinity shit.
So hyper masculinity is actually homosexuality.
I think so.
Okay, no.
I think that's how it is in jail.
Niggas be hyper masculine and be fucking.
And I mean, a lot of
that. What they're saying, like, with the hyper masculine shit, like a nigga is saying, like, I'll rape you.
I'm too manly. I'll fuck you till you love
me. That's gay. That's 100% gay. That's gay.
That's gay,
100%.
And then I just feel like they be tripping about women. And they'll kill you over their girl.
Nah, I think that's any man.
Nah, not any man. But
no, like any demographic of man.
You can
find a Chinese nigga that'll kill you over his bitch. you can find a fucking Indian nigga that's gonna kill you over his bitch.
And I be hearing the same thing from the women too. Like the Hispanic women or Latino women. They be saying the same thing. Like, these niggas are soft and scary shit. Scary. Yeah, like they like emotional.
Give me something else that's soft and scary.
Soft and scary?
Yeah, you just made that up. Those two things can't happen at the same time.
Yeah.
Nah, but I respect your opinion. It's gonna be a lot of
no offense, no offense, yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of just, fucking
just,
Dominican.
I just like talking shit.
It's gonna be a lot of them looking for you, man.
They can't find them. Nigga don't got an address. Nigga don't got a phone. We off the grid.
I can give you my email address. Yeah, you want to send some hate mail? That's how you can at me.
That niggas is crazy. But, speaking of Latinos, speaking of Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Puerto Rico, hey. So Cardi B is now a single woman.
She's Puerto Rican?
Nah, she's Dominican. She's Dominican and Trinidadian.
All right, whatever, nigga. Continue. That's dead, nigga's dead ass. Some shit.
I'm dead ass. That's what she jazz.
I ain't see that, man.
Where she grew up at? Why she couldn't speak English?
ESL, nigga. She grew up in the Bronx. But yeah,
man, ESL.
They don't even speak English.
They got her titties on X videos.
They got her titties everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's cockeyed. They was.
In case y'all forgot.
Nah, shout out Cardi B, but
did amazing things with her life.
Let's not bury the lead, man. So she went on a rant. First it was like a slew of tweets. I'm not gonna read them because I don't want to read them. And it was just basically like shitting on Offset. Also, like she didn't really say that he cheated. That's one of the things she's neglected to say. And then she had a rant on IG Live.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't. She never used the word cheat.
When women's use the word cheat, but like. What else could she be?
I don't think she give a fuck about Offset cheating, really.
Nah, she does. She almost went to jail over that.
Yeah.
He probably made her look bad.
But by doing what?
And by like maybe the bitch was like hitting her up.
That's
like
that's what I think. Up, yeah,
like,
yeah,
I fucked your man type shit.
Yeah,
making her look bad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cause her ego now is like, I can't have no little bitch, no little ass bitch who got no name.
Yeah.
Who ain't got money like I got money talking shit to me.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
So you think he cheated?
You don't think they... You don't think they had like mad threesomes?
Yeah, I think so. I think she cheated.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know, bro.
Let me walk with me.
I don't think women care about men cheating.
Walk with me. Walk with me.
I don't think it's that big of a burn.
The cheat is not the problem. It's everything that comes with the cheat that's the problem.
Yeah.
The actual act, I don't think, is a problem. But there's no woman in the room, and I don't want to speak
for her. I feel like, using Carmelo as an example, he was spending time with that woman that he was cheating on Lala with. And that's OD disrespectful. Yeah. I think Lala would probably let it slide, but if he wasn't making her look bad.
That's it. I'm telling you.
He would still have his home.
Nah, I agree.
I'm telling you, bro.
But I don't think it's the cheat, like I'm saying. Okay. But let me walk y'all down why I think Cardi B cheated. So if you look at the timeline of events, this nigga Offset was dropping an album, and he randomly tweeted out on some like, my wife stepped out on me, blah, 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 blah. She took to social media immediately.
To clear it up,
like immediately. She called that nigga a fucking, listen to that country man or some shit like that. Yeah, she called him country. And then I started doing the math.
Country
I was like,
bitch.
She's from New York. How do we look at country niggas? Let's be real.
I think country guys is probably like a lot more masculine than motherfuckers up north.
How about my opinion? How about their brains?
Oh, these niggas is fucking rocks, man.
Yeah, so that's how we look at them.
Motherfucker,
right?
Talking about Selm.
Selm. Amberland. That's my favorite.
That nigga is crazy.
Yeah, so no, but that's how people up north look. Just like how down south they probably look at us like we on some city slicker, yo boy.
Some uppity.
Them niggas can't fucking change a tire.
Yeah.
That niggas gotta wear thongs and shit. That's how they probably look at us. You know what I'm saying? We some pretty niggas.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways, like I'm saying. But the fact that she probably thinks this nigga's slow, I think she was stepping out on him and he caught her eventually. And she's now trying to change the narrative to, because she just keeps saying, you did some foul shit.
You did me dirty.
She's not saying, right. You cheated or you beat me or you got a baby on me. She just keeps it very vague. And he's not saying anything because the last thing a nigga want to do is tell the world that his bitch is getting fucked on. That's the last thing he wants to do. So I think that they just,
I don't think so.
Blueface don't have no problem.
Oh, that's a West Coast nigga. Them niggas are a different breed of niggas. I ain't gonna hold you.
Every time I turn on social media, that nigga's on there saying something. He's saying some wild shit.
Oh, you fucking Offset was caught up in that too.
Yeah, this nigga.
I'm not jacking that.
Yeah.
I'm not jacking.
Yeah, nah, he's wild. Y'all seen the video? when it was him and his, I think his wife. Oh, no, not him and his wife. It was Krishan and his wife at his crib, and they fucked it up.
Yeah.
And it was like, y'all fucked up my crib. I tried to do a West Coast boy accent, but I can't do it.
I'm talking like Franklin Saint.
Yeah. So you know what that mean? He said, y'all both got to give me pussy. I'm
like, oh, nah, that nigga's a funny nigga. I ain't going to lie.
Nah, he's wild.
That nigga's a funny y'all ass nigga.
You know what's funny? He got a connection to Cardi B, too.
Wow.
Because they did a song and Whack 100 and all
that shit. Whack 100 of them, and he said that his baby Miles is fucking on Offset. So
this shit is all a play.
So you think all
this
is fake?
Nah, I think some of this shit is real. I ain't gonna lie. The fucking around, people definitely fucking around on people. I mean, that's just like, that goes hand in hand with one with rappers. I think if you fucking with a rapper,
man,
I don't care
Beyonce
what type of...
You cheated on Jay-Z?
Nah. But I also think and
trained,
I also
he
think
he's got her, she's on lock.
Yeah, I really am into that that belief that this nigga Jay-Z definitely molded Beyonce.
No, I think so.
I think so as well. OD.
Is that wrong?
Because how you fuck on Beyonce? Nah. How you fuck off on Beyonce?
I don't think that shit was real.
That's the biggest woman in like history.
I don't think that's real.
No, she's not bigger than Taylor Swift.
Nah, she got more followers than Taylor Swift on Instagram.
Oh yeah? That's pretty. That's
look it up
pretty.
Right
I
now.
I don't think so.
Look it up right now.
Nah, I could believe that.
I don't think so.
Look it up right
they
now.
They compared their movies, though. But I also think white people have, like, the cheat code.
And white people, there's just more.
They have the cheat. Yeah, they just have the cheat code.
There's not more of them. In the world?
Nigga, are you... Okay, let's do
in
this
the
real
world.
You
think
let's
more black people will watch Beyonce shit over white people will watch? Like, if we was to compare the numbers...
We're talking about
let's
America
say every
or
black,
the world?
The world.
The world, yeah.
All right, so...
Nigga.
All right, maybe Africa isn't that well established to have shit being played.
Africa is China now, nigga. All
right. Yeah, you're right.
The fuck? But yeah, I just want to go. You was going to make a very good point, and then you fucking went off on a tangent, nigga. Right. You were saying earlier that Cardi B is used goods.
Nah, I didn't say she used goods.
I like that free agent analogy.
I
want
to put my bid in one of these days. I don't want this game back to her, so.
Oh, you want to fuck
her? Yeah, man, she cool.
Yeah, nah, I don't like.
I think Offset got that on lock forever. He definitely does.
Really?
He definitely does.
Nigga, one, that baby father shit, I truly believe it. I would definitely fuck with a single mother, but I would always have my eyes
I'll
on.
I'll fuck with a single mother, too, on the two conditions.
Yeah, let me hear this.
Nigga dead.
The baby father?
Yeah.
Because it's like, not the baby dead.
Yeah.
I see a single mother.
Yeah. You always a mother. That nigga farted.
Nigga nervous. Yeah. Got nervous.
The baby father dead.
Orange.
That nigga just decided he didn't want to raise the kid. I think those are two good.
Oh, so you saying if he's in the
like,
kid's
that
life,
nigga
he's
just like,
if he's in
it, skedaddled.
Yeah.
She can't find a nigga.
Because
I'm telling you, after all that shit the Cardi B and Offset just went through, I opened up my shit on the gram, and guess who's having Christmas together?
Cardi B and Offset.
Yeah. So like, of course, that's what I'm saying, and I suspect it, but that's what I'm saying.
And the more somebody,
anybody that goes to fuck with a single mom and the father is that into the child's life.
Yeah, I think
as much as you could trust a woman, I'm just saying though, that's still a ex that's around my lady.
Yeah, it's
you
actually a higher level.
Yeah,
ex,
exactly.
Honestly.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying there's any attraction there, but nigga, that's years of fucking memories and history.
Women are very emotional.
And the more she hate that motherfucker, the more she love that nigga.
Yeah, that's true.
It's when they have indifference. Is that's when they never like.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that's
especially if you don't got a child with her. Come on, like that. You feel me?
But I'm trying to clear up right now. I wasn't saying that Cardi B is used goods.
You compared her to Nicki Minaj.
I would say it. Oh, she's not going to like that.
Yeah, she's not.
I'm trying to fuck up your bid, nigga. You ain't the only nigga with a bid.
Fuck it. It's going to be the first time I did some shit like this.
I don't want a bid.
I just want Nicki to tweet this nigga.
So I was saying that Cardi B, if she doesn't stay with Offset, she's going to be a free agent for the rest of her life.
Oh, she's just going to be fucking on random niggas?
Yeah.
Awesome.
A nigga not gonna take it serious.
Mm.
I feel that's how I feel. I use Nicki Minaj as an example.
Okay. I'm walking with you.
She's with whoever the fuck she with.
Chill. That nigga's a big gangster in Queens, nigga. You better relax.
And I'm disassociating myself with the next statement.
I'm just saying.
I'm from Queens, nigga.
You all fucking. You take that shit to the Bronx. I ain't saying nothing negative about that nigga.
Yeah. I ain't snitching on nobody from Queens, nigga.
I'm not talking shit about nobody. I'm saying.
Nah, say what you saying.
Yeah, nigga.
If there's one thing I know about women, these motherfuckers is ego. Statistical.
Yes.
OD.
Uh-huh.
And where's the ego in some regular nigga?
He's regular?
Nah, I see what he's saying in that.
Explain. He's not in the industry.
He's not big.
Yeah, he's not like a real estate mogul.
No offense to the man, sir. No offense, sir. This is just shit to take into consideration. No offense, but he's not. Does he have more money than her?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Does he got more clout than her? Is this a motherfucker she can walk around like, I got that nigga?
Yeah. I think he's still being respectful.
He got a day in his hood.
Nah, he the big homie. But I see what you're saying.
Come on, you gotta stop.
You still being respectful. I see what you're saying.
I get your point.
One thing, like, I like to, like, look at, like, when I see certain, like, celebrity relationships, and I like to, so I, like, check out, like, the woman's Instagram, right? And you can tell a woman's really into the guy when she's posting this motherfucker crazy.
Yeah.
Like, OD. I look at Rihanna. No, if I'm about to throw another, this might be, somebody consider this another shot, but.
I'm fine with you doing that.
You see ASAP all over Rihanna's shit.
Yeah.
You know, Rihanna is an accomplished woman. You talk to saying man, with nigga. with that type of acclaim that she has, the ego that comes along with that shit is different. Especially with it being a woman and how they take to men.
I agree with you saying, but I'm still missing the point you're trying to make.
About what?
About Cardi. Like, you think that she's just gonna be never gonna be in another committed relationship again.
I don't think so. And I was just making Minaj because I was just thinking about it. I was just like, all right, Nicki Minaj is a catch physically, but what makes her not, like, was there billionaires trying to put their bid in for fucking Nicki Minaj?
Yeah,
Rihanna had this one billionaire guy, but Rihanna never, like, in the public eye, she never presented herself a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, through her music, she's Bad Gal Riri.
Yeah.
But she's not talking real crazy on some Nicki Minaj shit like, let me think. I can't.
Every Nicki Minaj song, she talks about pussy squeaky clean or some shit like that. This pussy not Rihanna.
Yeah, that's not Rihanna though.
That's
through her music.
Yeah, her
but music. Nicki Minaj's music is on some, and the way she presents herself is on some shit like that too.
Right, some ratchet pussy.
Some ratchet shit. So I'm just like, damn. What another like?
And you saying Cardi B is in the same vein? Like,
I think Cardi B is in the same boat, that kind of comes to characteristics.
Yeah,
and I mean, well, is there a guy out there that really wants some shit like that?
Yeah, Tune.
Tune's gonna knock it out the park.
No. He said he wants a dater.
Oh, you want a
date? Which one?
Cardi B? Date? What the fuck are you?
That was in the beginning, nigga.
No, like, you recently said you want a date. I can pull up the tweets.
You want a date and like...
Oh, yeah.
You want to court her.
Nah, see, my thing is...
Yeah, you want
to
court her.
He's trying to build her.
Yeah, so my thing is, though...
I
just be feeling like, you know, New York women should be with New York niggas. So, she went down south and I fuck with, like, Offset. I fuck with the Migos. I think that was a very important part of my...
Really?
My early 20s, yeah. Hell yeah. When I was going out, them niggas was on that shit on lock.
They're the group of this generation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I was going out to spots, every year they had some shit that, like, I could associate with my summers.
Yep.
But I just be feeling like I said, New York women should be with New York niggas. So as soon as I found out that they wasn't on good terms, I went to Twitter and just told her. She said something like, I'm 100 today, so leave me alone, or some shit like that.
Exactly. And my name 100.
Is yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. It was only right. It was only right. Nah, it was only right.
I think it worked.
I think so. I think she's
she hasn't tweeted since.
Yeah. I love her speechless. I love her speechless.
I think it worked.
So yeah, nah, that was my little bit. So hopefully, you know.
You when find this out episode come at, out, man,
yeah,
I'm gonna
catch her. Yeah, I'm gonna catch her. I'm gonna catch her. But Offset also do got a song out right now that he claims that he's gonna body a nigga that he sees with his lady. Yeah, it's not like a new song. It was like on his album.
Oh,
wait.
You don't think that's crazy?
The Oliver nigga. What's
you don't think that's going too far?
What
bodying niggas over your woman?
Crash out.
That's not over your woman because she's like talking about she's single.
Still his woman.
Nah, hell nah, bro. Crashing out. Over a woman in 2023 and
killing another man.
So what are you supposed to crash out about?
Your children.
Yeah.
How do you get children?
If you're in a situation where your life is in jeopardy or you're being harmed.
Like if somebody got my
two was just walking down Fifth Ave with Cardi and she about to just blow a bag at Bernard Goodman on this nigga and fucking also see him and he just get
he's just clapping at
him catch one. But
That's not explainable.
Don't let me start talking about that
shit.
No. I'm tired of shit, man. These niggas want to put this shit into the world for all these little dirty ass kids to listen to.
You live by the sword.
The sword. Hey, listen, man. Rest in peace to Takeoff.
Absolutely.
Rest
man.
In peace to Takeoff. He got bodied.
Yo,
unfortunately.
On,
what happened? I'm just saying he got
nigga,
bodied, but
that's
I'm saying
crazy.
These he got bodied off.
Why are you saying it again?
I didn't finish it. Unfortunately.
Why are you saying it again?
How else am I saying? He got killed?
Yes, nigga. This nigga's fucking killed.
You could have put a little slightly more respect on it.
I wasn't respectful. I'm sorry. I take that back. If it wasn't respect, I didn't think it was disrespectful.
If you died, niggas is like, this nigga got bodied last week, but
these guys be putting out all this music talking about they living by the sword, right?
Yeah. Nah, but this is my counter-argument to that.
I will crash out over a family.
Nah, but this is my counter-argument to that.
Yeah. Or maybe they just grown men and they just
Is John Wick a killer in the movies?
I've never seen John Wick.
Keanu Reeves a killer in real life?
Nah. No, he's not.
So why does the Migos have to be killers in real life?
That's another thing I'd be thinking about. I just think people take this shit too serious.
Yeah, is an art form. So if I'm part of a group, and our theme for our group is we are trapping drug lords that kill people. This is just acting.
Yeah, but I just hate it because these little kids don't know that it's acting.
No, but those kids have parents.
Some of them don't.
Hip-hop culture.
I'm not going for that.
Hip-hop culture and genre, I think, is the only culture and genre that your character is 24/7.
Nah, I think that's bullshit. I don't think that's fair. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's fair.
I want niggas to be real. That's what I want.
No, but so you want Keanu Reeves to be real too?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Like, what if you found out The Rock doesn't have a driver's license? Or no, Vin Diesel doesn't have a driver's license.
It shouldn't change.
Right, but he's the best driver in fucking entertainment. His character's like the best driver.
Paul Walker died in a car.
Yeah.
Take the person away from the artist.
I don't. I don't think it's right that. Of course, the genre that is majority black folk got to be subjected to some bullshit.
Yeah.
Of oh no, they have to be gangsters all the time. They have music is an art. Nigga.
Yeah, if Sukiyana was a virgin, that wouldn't change the music for me.
Nah, it would for me. I ain't gonna lie.
So the hoes gotta be hoes.
They gotta be hoes. They have to be.
All right, they gotta be hoes.
They're not acting. That bitch is acting. I seen her on multiple occasions.
I seen some shit.
She got a man.
Yeah.
I think that bitch is acting.
No, she's fucking on camera. What are you talking about?
I just saw one.
Nah, I seen her fucking on camera. Different niggas.
Nah, ain't no way.
I'll show it to you. Don't worry.
Ain't no way.
Her man.
Nah. And when she was squirting,
I was talking about some escort shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't believe that. You got a man.
She be escorting. I told Toon the same thing, bro. It's every bitch, 90% of the bitches you see on some outside shit, there's a little website you can go to, and they got their hourly rate on there. That's all I'm going to say. So I think with the whole music, you got to, you know.
All right, let's reel it back into Cardi.
I think we want to put a button on the Cardi situation. Go ahead.
Oh.
Shoot your shot. Toon shot his. You shoot your shot.
I ain't got a shot.
I think you're a player, nigga. I think you got a shot. Say some smooth shit.
I don't really like talking.
There we go. What are you here for, man?
I don't really like talking. What we talk about with a woman, huh?
My problem,
what we really talk about, to be honest.
My problem with Cardi B is the top half of her face doesn't move anymore. And ever since then, I've been off her.
Yeah, that's how I feel about SZA.
You're bugging, kid. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm just throwing shots.
Looking at her beginning to now, I definitely don't like her.
Oh, no, she leveled up. But that's what you're supposed to do when you get money.
But it's like, come on, son.
You're supposed to dress better. You're supposed to eat better.
I don't think you're supposed to fuck with your face, though.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fuck with your face.
I understand you buying an ass, you buying titties.
Yo, I like women that are just confident, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit right there just shows me you weak.
I don't know, man.
Your insecurities,
y'all niggas want to buy Lamborghinis then? Drive a Honda Accord.
Because I used to be a loser ass nigga. I still am. In a way.
No, I don't think so. I used to be a loser ass nigga
that didn't amount to shit. In my teenage years. And I want shit to make me to say, hey, I did that.
So I'm a woman, and I used to be an ugly duckling in my teenage years, and I want to do some shit to my face so I could look like how I want to look. What's the difference?
The difference is
you fucking swindling me. I'm thinking I'm getting with a 10 SZA, but I didn't know she was key loose to look like a fucking bullfrog.
She never looked like a bullfrog.
In my opinion, no special SZA.
I didn't think it was like 100% like being accurate with that. You really think that's how she looked? I thought you were just throwing some random ass. Really,
in my opinion, she looked like a bullfrog.
I think she looked beautiful.
She had a pretty smile.
I think she was beautiful.
But the SZA now is way hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's richer.
And yo, I would have fucked with yo on a, cause if I'm just like moving on the woman off of like attraction for fuck all the physicality stuff, metaphysically, if I probably would have fucked with the old SZA more than I fuck with the new SZA.
Drake did.
Based off of her energy. I mean, you never been around a chick or fuck with a girl that you wasn't really physically super attracted to, but y'all had like good, y'all had good chemistry and shit like that. What?
Listening to SZA's music.
Her whole fucking career. I don't know what you're talking about. She makes side bitch music from day one.
Yeah, you know where that comes from?
So what type of energy is that? Okay, no, that's fine. So nothing has changed.
I'm not saying bad bitches ain't side bitches, but
they're the best ones.
They be on some crybaby SZA be on some crybaby shit in her music.
Yeah, I know. She makes side bitch music. That's why I fuck with SZA. I think she makes real music.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Yes. Don't talk about SZA like that.
I ain't talking about SZA like that. SZA, there's gonna be a guy out there that appreciates you for who the fuck you are, not what you look like. Look for that nigga.
All right, and with that, we're gonna move on. We got some topics here that are fucking weird, bro. All right, let's talk about we have a big Kanye West fan in the room. Would you say so? You don't like his current music?
Yeah, nah, hell.
Alright, so he's recently went on a rant. It was like a 9-minute rant. I give you the spark notes. It's more, he said his top three people
in the world,
in history, is Jesus Christ.
That's a good one.
Adolf Hitler.
Nah. You like Hitler? Why you laughing?
Who said I like Hitler?
Let's go.
I think you definitely said something.
I said something like that,
but not like him, but like you,
that he was a genius at war.
You gave him props, but like not like you feel me.
You don't gotta remind this nigga.
Yeah.
Like he was a genius at strategy.
You don't gotta remind
something like
he
that.
He did the dumbest thing ever. He tried to invade Russia in the winter. It's dumb.
Funny thing about Hitler, but I'm gonna let you finish. Go.
Nah, like Kanye did this crazy.
You didn't say the last one.
Himself.
Oh, that's gangster. I think he's like, Time magazine rated him like the most influential person in the last fucking...
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
I think that's accurate.
I think so.
I think it's very accurate.
In the last, I think, 100 years.
The music
not 100 years.
Nah. Maybe like 20, 30 or some shit like that.
Nah, probably
like
the 20, last... 30 years? Nah.
This is like 10 years ago, though.
Actually, I'm lying. Oh, yeah. It was 10 years ago.
Kanye's fucking big, man. I was in Atlantic City when this motherfucker was on air talking about George Bush doesn't like black people. I seen that shit live.
Damn.
And then
in the Sands Hotel, they took down that hotel. That was a really nice hotel. That shit was on some like 1930s New York type Frank Sinatra like shit.
Yeah, the scene era. Scene. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. The what era?
Scene.
When niggas used to talk like that.
Oh.
I'm a copper, see? My dad was a copper, see?
See? Niggas is fucking the fuck out.
They got that, bro.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, man, nah, Kanye's... You have something to say about him?
I'm tired of Kanye West
top three?
Wanting to be black when it's convenient for him.
When's the latest he did that?
When?
Every time he wants to drop an album, he's on some black, Virgil this.
But how do we know this nigga's just not throwing shit out there or if this is what he really believes? Because I feel like he does a lot of that shit. Throws shit out there for people to grab onto.
I think it's attention.
Yeah, it's attention. Yeah. I don't really know what I think this guy thinks because I don't know where... What's his motivation behind what he does, why he does the things he do?
Honestly, what I see with Kanye is exactly what I fear sometimes. Like, you know how long you've been grinding to get rich? Let's say you get rich, right? You get extreme amount of wealth. Does life eventually feel like you beat the game? I think he's at the point.
No, that's why people fucking...
lose their mind, right?
No, that's why people... you ever hear the term when people peak in high school?
Yeah.
They stuck there?
The niggas that was getting pussy, the most popular.
Yeah.
I've been seeing this a lot. I've seen like dudes that when I went to high school with, there was that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And these niggas is smoking bogeys outside of fucking the bodega, huh?
Same high school.
Huh?
Yeah, that they smoking the bogey in front of the same high school that they used to go to.
These niggas was getting it. They were the most popular niggas. Bitches was fucking them. And it's like, I guess when you just experience that much type of...
Success.
It's like this, it's like kind of like with women. A lot of women, like the prettiest women mm-hmm. in the world and how they, no offense, they're kind of like, they're kind of dull.
They don't have to build.
Because they already got all of this gratification. I mean, not gratification. They already got all this attention that... lifted their self-esteem.
Yeah.
And like, what else is there? Like, I'm good. I don't need to add more.
So you think Kanye is suffering from that?
I think so.
Wait, why did I mention that? No, I was talking about, piggybacking off of what Toon was saying just now. And
I think that's honestly Kanye's problem. I think he's literally, he didn't accomplish everything he wanted to accomplish.
I disagree.
So what more you think Kanye could be like trying to get that he needs to... Yeah.
I think he's trying to prove to himself,
mm-hmm.
to the rest of us, that he is this genius that he's lauded as.
No, I don't think he needs to prove that. This nigga's musical fucking work.
I don't think his sneakers. There's a lot of people that doesn't think he's a genius. I'm one of them.
No, I think it's just because of hate.
Like,
I think it's because of hate. I don't have any hate. I think it's a bias.
I don't have any haters or
but
bias.
Genius
or
maybe what?
I think the word genius is used too loosely.
All right, what should be a genius then?
Somebody that...
Who should be a genius?
Who should be a genius?
Yeah,
like
a genius?
Like Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein,
facts, okay.
Martin Luther King.
I'm going to let Martin Luther King shit rock because he's black.
You don't think Martin Luther King's a genius? That nigga changed the world.
This nigga changed the world?
We going to put Malcolm X as a genius?
Nah, he didn't get to. He got cut short.
He wasn't really
that. I ain't going
to
lie.
He didn't get to.
Malcolm X philosophies resonate more than me than Martin Luther King's philosophy.
And that's fair. I think if he had maybe 5 more years, I could consider him a genius level. I feel Fred Hampton and the Black Panther Party, same thing with them.
Yeah, genius.
They're not genius.
Freddie Hampton didn't get to be.
I think Freddie Hampton was. I think personally, if you contribute these niggas' age or factor in, like I think these niggas are geniuses. Come on,
22 years old. Yeah, I was doing that 22 years old.
I was drunk.
You know what I was doing?
I was drunk somewhere. I was
exactly even younger.
I was drunk.
You know what I was doing at that age?
I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
But I can't call Kanye a genius. I'm sorry. I just can't. I don't see
why.
I
think so. Artists aren't geniuses?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Scorsese's a genius, I think.
So why would Kanye be exempt from that?
I just don't think he is. Give me the case for it.
Give me the reason for it.
That I don't think he is? Because he hasn't made anything that changed the world.
Not fashion?
Changed the world?
Yeah.
Hold on. Pablo Picasso is a genius?
Yeah, he changed the world.
How he changed the world?
He changed art.
I'm jacking
so
the same thing Kanye.
So this guy have people wanting... Walking around wearing Yeezys.
So Michael Jordan's a genius.
The designers behind his shoes, a I would genius? Say, y'all.
Okay.
Because they revolutionized shit.
Then the bar is low for y'all. I just don't think...
The way that his some of his albums is praised, that's not...
Thank you for mentioning that. So
Michael Jackson...
Oh, Michael Jackson's a genius.
I don't understand it. Your reasoning as to why he's not a genius.
Because I don't think Kanye changed the world.
Kanye 100% changed the world.
Can y'all tell me how?
Influential guy, yeah. Times Magazines, which I don't know if
so that means
anything.
So then Tupac's a genius.
But Tupac is big.
Tupac changed the world.
His influence is crazy.
Yeah, so Tupac's a genius by that metric.
Yeah, okay. I would say Biggie is too.
I never heard nobody call these niggas geniuses.
Because people want
to... Who else is a genius in rap then?
Because when we think of genius, 50? We think about creativity.
Yeah, but you hear that?
We think about creativity.
Yeah.
I only hear it with Kanye.
Charlamagne called 50
okay,
genius.
That's fair, but... I just think the word genius is too low.
I could agree with that, but
I wouldn't say it's low if it's going to Kanye. That's wild. I do.
And I'm glad you brought up production because I am not a production person. I looked into it, and a lot of people be talking about, oh, yeah, Kanye didn't make this. He just put his name on it. They say the same thing about Dr. Dre.
Well, that doesn't take from the... Well, we're not there in these studios.
But I mean...
Then Michael Jackson wouldn't be a genius.
He's a genius performer. He did that himself.
That's tough. I don't know.
Same thing with James Brown.
All right, so you can say fucking Kanye's a genius performer.
Why?
This guy's done concerts himself.
I think genius and performer.
I'm sorry. If Kanye's a genius, so is Travis Scott. Get the fuck out of here.
Hell nah, man.
If you're just talking about stage design, Travis Scott's shit is way cooler than Kanye. I'm not talking about stage design.
So what are you talking about?
Performance. Nah, that fucking weird ass dancing was doing. Get the fuck out of here.
I think you're a hater.
You know what I'm talking about, right? That's genius.
Nah, that just goes to show you, though. But people was fucking with that.
I don't think the bar is too low when it comes to. I'm going to say, for me personally, if you are a creative, I'm going to just label you as a genius.
I'm a genius then.
Yeah, fuck it. You're the GOAT too. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking stupid. The bar is too low. I can't be the GOAT. I don't got a fucking Lambo. That nigga's out of y'all.
There's levels.
There can't be levels to genius. Is you a genius or not?
I'm not a genius. I'm having a conversation in chat about there's levels to being, there's levels to legendary shit.
Yeah. Are you a genius or not? Are you a legend or not?
There's levels.
Get the fuck out of here.
Listen,
you don't fuck with levels for none of these, like, you don't fuck with levels, like there's levels to being a legendary individual. There's levels to being a genius. You don't think there's levels to being a genius or not?
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
Kanye's
like, it has to be levels, bro, because then you have fucking doctors.
Something, the most influential person of the last, whatever years.
Just tell me what he changed.
Kanye, we told you. This nigga had fashion.
Yeah, on lock.
On lock.
What do you mean by
for
that?
A substantial like amount of time, bro.
What brand did he make that was... So Virgil's a genius, then. I think Virgil's a genius. Not Kanye.
What brand did Kanye make?
Kanye's a fucking billboard.
But what I'm saying is, though,
Adidas, true, Off-White.
He made...
He was Louis Vuitton's last leader of fashion.
But come on, you lost, bro.
I didn't lose. Nigga, what if Virgil is not a genius?
You have to make some shit to be a genius.
You have to change. I had one caveat. Y'all not.
Kanye with the fashion shit. Remember,
what did he change?
He did the Louis shit.
He did what Louis thing? He designed one. He said himself. He designed one thing that you've seen it before. You seen anybody wearing it?
Nah, I mean, I can't.
You see it? I don't see nobody wearing that shit
in real life.
Oh, once or twice.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, no, that's. That's world changing. Get the fuck out of here.
First of all, that's Virgil changed the world. Virgil didn't change. I would say Virgil didn't change the world. But Kanye, to take away from what Kanye did,
I'm not
his
taking
fashion,
away anything.
And the music,
being a billboard makes
you
a game changer.
People, you know
what did Kanye create in fashion? Because somebody tell me.
He's helping.
Oh, that's great. But that's making
rap music. They attribute all of the like what we got going on with people being more expressive about how they feel and stuff like that.
He said that.
Kanye,
have you listened to Scarface's music?
No. This is what these top
the blogs
magazines
blogs, the white people
said
that love Kanye. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You buy it.
I'm absolutely biased, but so are you. You're an ex Kanye fan. If you're biased, how am I not?
Okay. Well. We just leave it at that. Agree to disagree.
I just want somebody to prove to me how the niggas are genius, bro. I think we use that word too loosely to describe people that are not genius.
If we're calling fucking Virgil a genius.
I didn't call him that. I said he's a genius if Kanye is. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Because Virgil did way more in fashion than Kanye did. Kanye was a billboard. He didn't make anything. All the brands he tried to make
it possible for Virgil.
As much as I've seen all white, I've probably seen niggas wearing Yeezys too.
Yeah, but Yeezys aren't his. They're Adidas.
That's his design.
Off-white is
his. Design.
No, but that's not his.
That's design.
Niggas, there's people that don't. Hold on, but there's people. Hold on, time out. Time out. But there's people.
Mona Lisa and shit like that.
The Mona Lisa is his. Nobody else made. Yo, y'all niggas don't understand, bro.
Ownership make you a genius.
No, I made one caveat. You keep moving the goalposts. If you change the world, then you said he changed fashion. How did you change fashion if your own brand cannot be successful in fashion? You know who changed the beauty industry? Rihanna. You know who owns Fenty? Rihanna. That's her shit. What does Kanye own that has changed anything?
I mean, maybe that's his decision.
Look at that design.
Nah, you see,
maybe that's
moving.
His decision.
But if we're gonna, all I'm saying is, if we're gonna lower the goal,
music,
we all can't talk at the same time. I'll listen.
Waves of artists in rap music.
So has Tupac. So is Tupac a genius?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then if these people are also geniuses, then I'll agree that Kanye is a genius. But just don't say Kanye is a genius and Jay-Z isn't, and Lil Wayne isn't, and Tupac isn't.
I'm not gonna say that.
No, that's fine. But when we have this discussion, correct me if I'm wrong. It's just Kanye is a genius.
Damn genius.
Okay, that's fine. If he's not a genius.
No,
to me, that automatically makes you not a genius. To me. Right. Automatically.
I'm not waiting for the niggas to tell me I'm what the fuck they think I am.
No,
I'm going to say what the fuck I
and
think
And I'm going to disagree wholeheartedly.
Because I don't think I feel about myself.
And that's how you're supposed
fine.
To feel.
That's how you're supposed to be
out
here in this
But we
world.
Also live in reality,
I'm not going to live on
we
the
live
opinions
in
of other niggas.
But you need the opinions of other niggas, because why would you make art?
Fuck
What do you make art for?
For myself.
No, that's not. All right. Now we just saying
that. Nah, you make art for yourself. You try to get paid. When you try to get paid off the art.
Art for themselves.
When you try to get paid off the art, you definitely doing it for other people.
I was talking to a little nigga the other day talking about, I like rapping, man. I was like, yo, you should definitely get into, just making it a little bit professional.
The answer is that he sucked. That's the answer.
The nigga said, nah.
I don't want to put it out because I suck.
I just like doing it because I like it.
Because I suck.
I like it.
I suck. His mama don't even listen to his music. He sucked.
Damn.
The fuck out of here.
The fuck?
Yeah, nah, man. I'm tired of this shit, man.
You just got some X things. You got some shit against Kanye,
nah,
man.
I do. I said it. Oh. Every time Kanye wants to sell something, he becomes Christian and black. Every time.
But before you started this conversation, you was talking about his favorite
rant.
People. Oh, let me talk about Hitler. So if you go on YouTube, right? You go on YouTube, you're going to see. If you look up Adolf Hitler documentaries or just videos about Hitler, the comments. Go to the comments immediately, and you're not gonna see people like condemning him.
Nah, it's white power.
You're gonna see a lot of comments.
White people love Hitler, bro.
People talking about history is written by the winner.
Yeah,
I see that comment a lot on various videos.
The only people
history
that
is written by the winner, and what do we really know?
The only people that don't like Hitler are Jews.
I think Hitler was emo too and gay.
Regular white people love him because he represents power and influence. He's also a genius to them. Just saying. And Kanye, by the way. All right. So
you got to be some kind of genius to get your country out of fucking poverty, empower them. And
so you agree that he's a genius?
I'm agreeing he's a genius.
I'm not as
no problem.
Up on y'all niggas.
I just want to know what the bar is.
Bar is doing some phenomenal shit.
Oh yeah, that's a low fucking bar, nigga. I do phenomenal shit every day.
Nah. Like what?
But
take a shit.
Did you watch that?
Niggas is crazy, bro. Niggas is fucking crazy.
No, you are a genius, bro.
No.
That is some phenomenal
shit. You found out a way to survive, nigga.
That's not genius. That's a necessity.
Nigga, you a black man in America, nigga.
Whoa,
finding out a way to survive.
I could be a black man in fucking
shit.
China if I wanted to. I'm here.
You a black man in America and you were surviving. nigga. You a genius, man.
Nigga.
You a genius. Now, if you get rich.
But does that make me a super genius?
Super genius, nigga.
Kanye
is super genius, nigga.
He's not even the richest black man. He was running around saying that. Disrespecting all the actual richest black people. Shit is fucked up.
Not disrespect. Like, he's just saying.
He's
lying. He's saying.
He's lying. That's what, when Birdman was doing that same shit, y'all niggas didn't let him live. And Birdman was talking about, yeah, my baby got more money than Jigga. Everybody was cutting
but
Birdman's
that's what
ass.
I love about black shit. You just say whatever and leave it up to you to do some research.
And that's
gangster. Yeah, bro. Read
that's
a book.
Fucked up.
Read
that's
a fucking book. I can say whatever
that's
I want.
Dismissive,
yo, we got the number one podcast in the world.
Hey, listen,
hey,
man.
If you don't believe it, go look it up. If you want to believe it, then believe it.
I don't believe it.
I mean, but y'all niggas also read. Y'all know how to research
nigga, you
shit.
Read too.
There's a nigga.
Shut up, bro. Stop trying to sound ignorant.
There's a nigga listening to this shit that he ain't going to check me on that.
He ain't gonna check me on that. That's what them type of niggas
and,
but,
and you know
on.
What's lit about that? We get what we want. That nigga typed in gas
and, now, that's genius.
And YouTube, that shit start throwing out shit in the algorithm. Nigga, a genius,
maybe
nigga.
Wrong,
me and Kanye
wrong.
On the same level, nigga. Just like that. Yeah,
if Kanye's a genius, you definitely a genius.
I appreciate that. But I also didn't change fashion, nigga.
Neither did he.
I didn't
give a fuck. You bringing the prize back.
That nigga's crazy. You so Adidas didn't beat Nike as like the top. Come on.
Because of Kanye.
That's
but he
what
didn't.
I'm saying.
But what did
but
he change?
Like, that nigga, if he's if a
mouth?
Nigga signs off on a design, bro, like that nigga has to have. He's the visionary. You feel
I
me?
Agree,
like
I agree.
So that makes him a genius.
But Tune, can I ask you this question? Let's say you are on a podcast, right?
Yes, sir.
And let's say your podcast never takes off.
Yeah.
But you can make other people's podcasts take off.
Yeah.
What that makes you a genius? Like, I don't get
I mean,
that.
I see what you're saying.
That I would never understand.
But
because every time I argue with people about Kanye and fashion, mm-hmm. I ask them, niggas, yo, how many Kanye stuff you own?
Yeah, that's
that shit wasn't
Kanye
affordable.
Yeah, nigga, the store is still open. I could take you to APC and shit like that right now.
That shit it's not affordable.
It's not affordable, but fucking Louis Vuitton is?
That shit had a way longer.
Hold
longest.
On, Off-White is affordable?
Hold on.
Is Denim Tears affordable?
Whoa. None Off-White of that shit is not affordable? How much is a t-shirt?
This nigga is crazy.
It's not like,
fucking $800,
yeah,
bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean.
A t-shirt?
Yes.
Like, yeah, these are things that you definitely.
You don't get it, bro. You don't get it. You think that shit is cheap or whack or something because Kanye didn't make it. Virgil surpassed Kanye in fashion, period. That's not
yeah, but that's also like
nah,
Kanye's
so,
wearing a bunch
so.
Of hats,
that
though.
Yeezy shit is too powerful. I mean, as much as you're gonna see Off-White.
Nigga, that shit is dead.
As much
nobody
as
wears Yeezys no more.
Yeah,
but I see what you're saying.
Whoa,
I see what you're like niggas ain't going.
Those are the shit with the perforated.
Nigga,
the shit with the
shit
holes in
dead,
them, the fucking
dude.
Slipper looking things with the holes in them.
It's dead.
I see that shit everywhere.
It's dead.
No, they're not.
It is.
My niggas still wear it.
No, I'm not saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying
like
no,
niggas
before
ain't,
when you was wearing Yeezys, you had that shit
on. Hold
on. Yeah.
He's not part of Adidas no more. Didn't they drop him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what the fuck are you talking about?
No, but why does that matter? His design is still there. What's your argument? Is it him or the design?
Funny enough, I see Jews still wearing Yeezys. I thought I wasn't going to see them wear them.
Nah, Jews people, they don't get emotional about shit. Like, they're emotional in public.
Hey, they
so
got strip clubs all in fucking Israel. You would think these niggas living on the Holy Land. And they would have had that there.
What do you mean by Holy Land?
Is it Jerusalem?
Now,
the
what
holy?
Do you mean? I asked you what you mean
this
by
is
that.
This is what the world means.
Nah, here we go.
This don't mean nothing to me. But
so
this is
why you care.
Why I care?
Why, nah, if it don't mean nothing to you, that's not.
He's schooling me. He's schooling me. Nigga, I didn't think they would have strip clubs.
If the Muslims had that shit,
they did have.
There would be no fucking strip clubs.
Now they did have it, and they was marrying 13-year-old girls. So. Huh? Yeah, go ahead. They debate that. I'd rather a strip club than a nigga marrying a fucking 13-year-old girl.
You know they're not doing that shit.
No, I'm fucking
around.
Against the law.
But I'm saying, they got hella strip clubs in fucking Israel.
Nah, Israel is like a club, the whole spot. Look at these niggas dropping.
Yeah, that shit's like New York. That shit's New York.
Oh, man. Patrick Mahomes gonna retire.
So why they be showing that shit like that?
Like what?
It's not shit like that going on. Like, I didn't know that.
That's the Holy Land, too, apparently, to people.
And strippers there and all that.
Yeah, they wild over there. They got crack over there too. Mad shit.
But what point are you trying to make?
That like don't get confused.
I just wanted to say, if the Muslims had that shit.
They did have it for years.
There wouldn't be no strip clubs there.
They did have it for years, and there was a lot of female mutilation going on.
What it was doing?
Niggas got crack out there.
They was cutting off clits.
They also covering them up in garbs and shit.
Yeah, so, you know, and it was throwing homosexuals
trying to,
off the building.
They're just trying to, limit the wickedness that mankind can be
a female clit is wickedness? Didn't God make the female clit? Why would they be removing that? Oh, yeah.
I'm not defending it.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah, me too. I'm just asking you a question. I personally think that's genius, but what do I know? what do I know?
What's next?
Nah, nigga, a lot of these topics are fucking bullshit. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Who came up with them?
We've been making it roll.
This is my favorite podcast in the world. And I'm surrounded by nothing but geniuses, but somehow I'm broke. Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all niggas are so smart.
I'm a genius in a way that doesn't get me paid.
Oh, there's another word for that.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, and I'll never call you that. You're my man. But if it was another nigga saying that, I definitely ain't gonna be an idiot. All right, Chubbs wants us to talk about Lil Baby says fuck rats and turns this shit off when they play Jim Too Hard at his concert performance tracklist.
Come on, man.
Gunna versus Lil Baby.
Young Thug's
versus
dad
Young Thug's
said,
pops.
Shut the fuck up.
And then niggas was like, hold on, Young Thug's pops. You're not even that nigga life like that. Yeah, I don't. Like people were saying that. Like, how do you know? How do you know what's going on with Jeff if you wasn't really around?
I think I understand the shut the fuck up part. I think it's kind of like, what's the word? Self-incriminated.
Yeah, I honestly think Gunna's the greatest rat of all time. He ratted twice, and he's still elite.
You rather
that nigga didn't rap, bro.
Crime Stoppers.
That happened.
Sergio Kitchens.
That happened.
That nigga over there killed him.
Yeah.
It wasn't my man that killed him. Yeah, that's rat.
That happened. Yeah.
And he said, "Yes, ma'am."
That's rat and honor.
Yeah, rat. Yes, ma'am.
That
I don't
was
think
rat
it's rat.
With honor though.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's rat.
I don't think rat and honor could be in the same.
Yeah, oxymoron. I personally, if you asking me, I don't think he told.
We're talking about the Crime Stoppers.
Yeah. I don't think he told.
Yeah, that was the
but
right thing.
To the streets, can't be on Crime Stoppers, nigga. It's in the title.
Yo, Nip Black.
And then T.I. make a commercial for them niggas, too.
Yeah, T.I. definitely was on
nigga Cameron was on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That nigga's finger was touching the ceiling when he was saying that you mad shit. Fucking Bill O'Reilly.
That nigga's crazy. That nigga said, if a serial killer lives next to me, I'm moving.
He lied.
I ain't telling nobody. I'm moving.
He lied though.
When he said that shit.
That's an ignorant nigga. You ever seen the movie Killing Season?
That nigga
spit on a little girl in the movie. He wrote that.
No, I believe that. He's a genius.
That nigga was going to kill her.
That nigga spit on a little girl.
I think it's a spit.
Yeah, that was funny.
I think it's the spit. That should look real.
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't real.
That nigga wrote that scene.
Look, this is my thing. I think he just said that because he was in the character of Cameron.
No. Yeah, 100%.
That's an ignorant nigga.
So you believe in real life? You believe in real life if he was living in a place and there was a serial killer there and he would just move?
Yeah.
You don't think he would alert the authorities?
No, you think these niggas don't got a little ounce of sociopath in them from the streets?
No. Because honestly, he was a ball player. And you know how I feel about ball players already.
What does that mean?
You can't be both.
He got some sense.
There's only like a handful of niggas that was doing both things.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, Master P?
I don't know that to be true about him. The street shit to be true about him. I think it's acting. All the rappers are actors to me.
Okay.
Nah.
All right. Well,
no, some of them aren't.
The baby got a body.
I think Cameron.
No, but what do you mean?
The baby got a body.
That was self defense. That nigga. He was on defense.
You kill a nigga, you kill a nigga.
No, that's true. But he was on defense.
You kill a nigga, you kill a nigga.
You acted like that nigga walked him down or something.
You kill a nigga, you kill a nigga. There's a lot of niggas that just tussle with a nigga.
I think it's oppressive if you killing a nigga. Because you fucking trying to live.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not saying this.
If you walk him down,
out of retaliation.
You walk him down.
I'm just saying, you kill a nigga.
It's stupid.
Y'all both right.
I think that's gangster, though. It's stupid because you're going to put your life away, but...
Crash.
Some niggas...
So it's okay to crash about your man, but not about your bitch?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That depends. What are you talking about? I didn't say it's not okay to crash about your girl.
You might say it's not... Yes, you did.
No, I said it. I gave you a situation. I said if Toon was about to get... If Cardi B was about to trick on Toon, at Bird Off Goodman, Offset seen this nigga...
He's not allowed to crash.
Hey... Yeah. Hell what nah, did Tom do to him?
Yeah,
he took his bitch.
Nah,
he
with my bitch.
Take that up with the girl.
Nah, I'm taking it up with you, nigga.
I waited for y'all to be done.
Nah, you didn't wait long enough.
She's her own woman.
She's done when I'm dead.
She's her own woman. Nobody own nobody in this world, all right?
But yeah, back to the...
Especially now. Especially now in 2023.
Nah, you bugging the fuck out.
I don't trust her.
So, little baby, what now?
I think I said that Gunna is the greatest rat of all time.
Nah, I think 6ix9ine had a great run after.
No, not after. Yeah, not better after. Than Gunna. Yeah, Gunna had a fucking hit album after he ratted.
Yeah,
a hit album.
Fucking 6ix9ine lost his bitch.
Yeah, 6ix9ine fucking got knocked out. That nigga can't leave DR.
That nigga got knocked.
Yeah,
he's locked up. He can't go to Mexico. The cartel's killing that nigga.
Yeah,
Dominicans. Yeah, all right, come on.
Yeah, all you gotta do is like give a little money,
spend a little bread. The cartel don't need that money.
This nigga's in DR.
Yeah, and he's locked up.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, that's what the Secret Service got him.
Yeah.
The money gotta be running out. The money gotta be running out.
Yeah, they got a compound over there. He got some bitch fucking up his cars. Because he got all his cars and shit over there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That nigga not from New York no more.
Damn.
That nigga, he couldn't even go to his people's. The Mexicans niggas was a jackass.
Yeah, they don't like that rat and shit. Yeah. Come on.
They ain't playing. They ain't going for that.
Hey, Holmes.
But see, like, Gunna ain't really tell, in my opinion.
No, I'm just, in my personal opinion, to be completely honest, man. I don't think he told. I don't think he told.
Yeah,
both times.
What he did was a plea, right?
Yeah, but he admitted.
Like he didn't snitch to get out. Like it wasn't
But he admitted.
It wasn't like because this nigga's that snitch literally.
Like hey, such did such.
Yeah,
such.
Yeah. Yes, to like lose like have no time and all this, that. He took a plea.
The street argument is this: the biggest.
The
hardest part to prove in Young Thug's case, the state had to prove that YSL was a crime syndicate.
Yeah.
Why niggas care?
Nigga, can I finish my point? then I'll explain to you why I care. So Gunna basically confirmed that they were a gang, not a label.
Yes, ma'am.
I care because Young Thug is one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Nigga, fuck Young Thug.
That's fair.
That nigga was killing niggas, allegedly.
That's fair.
That's true.
But I can separate the music from the artist. If he's a piece of shit, he's a piece of shit, but his music slap.
I know. You missed the music.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I can't get the music without the person. So I technically miss both. Free Thug.
Secondly, miss the person. Jail.
Yeah.
You don't know that nigga.
I do. They got iPads. they got iPads in jail.
Yeah, I know.
They can make music in jail.
Nah, not no good shit.
Nah, I'm telling you.
Nigga, I seen a nigga record a video.
Max B make good music.
I seen a nigga record.
I don't listen to nothing that nigga be putting out.
Why? Well, before you went to jail, you was listening, right?
So?
Yeah, the quality definitely ain't the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he hasn't been around women in a long time. Yeah, that nigga's a smooth ass nigga. I need that nigga to be around some bitches so I can listen to that nigga music.
They fucking.
Why you do that? Nigga,
he's fucking.
You gotta be around some bitches making that shit. Come on, man.
So I personally don't think he ratted. The streets gonna say he ratted because you can't be on Crime Stoppers. They call T.I. snitch too, and you can't say yes, ma'am. To are you in a gang? That's ratting. Point blank. Period. Wax said he ratted.
This nigga Jay-Z really got
Jay-Z.
A damn near impeccable career. This nigga stabbed the nigga. It showed up.
But Nas said he didn't do it. He took the fall.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Oh, somebody took the fall?
Nah, Nas said that somebody else stabbed the guy and Jigga took the fall.
Come on, bro. Come on. You know that's how it went.
Did he even take the fall, though?
But Nas was saying that's some wax shit.
Nah, I think it's gangster to have a team around you that allows you to have a squeaky clean career, even though you probably out here doing some wild shit.
Like LeBron?
Yeah.
Because LeBron definitely fucked Rihanna.
No, he did. I read on the internet that
LeBron really be out here fucking.
I mind my business.
I believe so.
I mind my business. I don't defend niggas I don't know, but I'm not letting niggas
talk about.
I'm not letting LeBron. I'm not letting that nigga.
He probably got to deal with his wife.
Hey,
I'm
fuck
against
Jewel.
That I'm definitely not going for. That bitch is the devil.
He fucked against Jewel.
She's always in a room that she shouldn't be in.
Pusha T told
me. Why is she? I want to know, where did she come from?
I don't know why Pusha said that.
Yeah, that nigga, that was some rap shit.
That was crazy. crazy.
That was some rash shit.
And niggas let that walk, too.
Yeah, that's because niggas don't be caring about what certain niggas gotta say.
Yeah, but I fuck is pushing to non stop. The last nigga that said that, his head up his ass, he had the head butter.
Yeah, that was whack. That was whack. I hated that shit. I hate that shit more than I hate fucking. More than I hate Eminem's round. Oh, or more than Eminem's round versus fucking Lotto.
What about Benjamin?
That's gay. Niggas, them battle rapper niggas be reaching, son. That Benjamin shit is gay, son. Because that nigga, if you look at it, he's breaking that shit down as Ben. Yeah, man, that's gay, nigga. Or you ever seen a nigga get shot and a nigga Ben? Like, come on, get the fuck out of here, nigga. That was whack.
That was whack. Oh, my God. Yo, that shit is the funniest
shit.
Should
I hate that
that's
shit.
That's why battle rap is the funniest genre.
Nah.
That nigga said a pull up in a Lincoln.
Yeah, what? That's what the
whip is. I give him that. That Lincoln shit I
have. That's what the whip is.
Shit. That Lincoln shit I could go for.
That nigga
Benjamin
said
shit.
That I hop and Benjamin.
Somebody in the crowd said, hey, yo.
I wish y'all could see me right now. Yeah, I'm literally crying too.
Old niggas got a lot of such shit they be
yo,
saying.
Yo, Benjamin.
Say, yo, don't make me stretch you.
Franklin.
Shit like that.
Calling niggas daddy was crazy too.
I like that shit though. I think all that shit's cool. I ain't gonna hold it.
So wait, hold on.
Sheik Looch be saying that shit a lot. I fuck with Sheik Looch. He to me, if that nigga say it, I don't think it's gay.
How many times he went to jail?
Sheik Looch?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he look like a nigga that he probably definitely did a bit.
Shout out Sheik Looch, man. That daddy shit is funny because apparently it came from Cat Daddy. You call another man Cat Daddy, and they shorten it to Daddy, Daddy O. Yeah, slang is interesting. Scene. I think it started with C first. What's C? Like, we can't say that C.
Yeah, I say Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy. Yeah, black people are geniuses. I don't mean it like that. I mean it the right way. We are. We change the world. Every day. The fuck? Oh, man. That was a great funny laugh, son. I haven't laughed like that in a long time. But yeah, Little Baby Gunner, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, niggas both getting
you
paid.
Gotta hear these fucking topics.
Yeah, now put some.
Who gets forgotten faster, a dead person or incarcerated person?
Oh, easily a dead person.
Well, who came up with that target?
I ain't telling nobody.
It gotta be Chubbs, nigga. I ain't saying shit this week. So
yeah, I can't blame the man for doing his
faster
job.
Definitely a dead person, bro. In 2023. Cause I done seen niggas always get that free my man's post, but that dead shit niggas don't be doing that.
Nah,
shit.
Yeah, the dead shit is worse.
Actually, nah, your ops is keeping your dead niggas alive.
Ops
is keeping your dead nigga alive. They smoking that nigga every day type shit.
Yeah, nah.
I'm gonna say
dead person because
I don't like Rallo, New York slang.
I don't know a Rallo song.
These niggas be talking.
But
about
I know
that.
Who Rallo is.
Yeah,
fuck y'all niggas.
Why is that?
Cause niggas praise the nigga that's in jail.
The fuck is Rallo?
Nah, you know who Rallo is. That nigga was on fucking Vlad's couch
too.
With a fucking peacock hoodie on. That's the first time I've ever seen him. If you go to Vlad TV and you type in Rallo, you're gonna see exactly what I'm talking about. He got this weird hoodie on, probably some designer shit that I can't afford. And I never heard a Rallo song. Have you? I heard, like, it's the same thing with Black Youngster. Like, why do I know who these niggas are?
Fucking Black
Finesse
Youngster.
Two Times.
Yeah, Finesse Two Times.
Why do I Black know who this nigga is?
Yeah, who the fuck are these niggas?
I don't know what's going on.
All them niggas look like Yo Gotti. They look like a version of Yo Gotti.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that's crazy.
Like, I fucked with Dolph. Like, I knew his music.
Them fucking Yo Gotti jeans is strong in the South, man.
Nigga was out here slanging.
Nah, fuck Ayo. That topic. What's going on? What's the next one? That's on the list.
Honestly,
I want to blame Chubbs, but he did his job. We didn't. Oh, this is a cool one. What's something toxic, but is it's not even. Cool
oh no, nah, hold on. Before you go on,
toxic. Please, I hate
nigga,
that word.
Nigga, I'm glad you here, TC.
Bitches use that.
So, nigga, what challenge you like more?
Oh,
the tool out challenge or the ceiling challenge? You seen the ceiling challenge?
He yeah, that's like type whack.
It's
like,
type whack?
I don't like that angle.
Oh, okay, that's okay, a whack okay, angle. Okay.
So I got to see the curve.
Oh, all right.
And the
well, you like the cuff.
Shit yeah, the cuff, and I got to see the shit poking.
All right.
So, yeah, Too Loud challenge all the way.
I think the Too Loud challenge is underrated.
And I, for some reason, the sound of it hearing ass cheeks clapping is just.
that's not ass cheeks.
What's that?
I'm gonna let you figure that out.
Too loud.
That's too loud. That's actually a gay nigga song. It's making two sounds.
Nah, honestly, bro, I walk out of here. Y'all niggas start bugging out.
There was another challenge too, where they was wiping a mirror or some shit.
Oh yeah,
what was that? The buster challenge.
Yeah, yeah, that winner, and COVID, right?
Oh no. What's the other challenge with the fucking light?
The silhouette.
Oh, that shit.
And it's just in regular clothes. I mean, it's just doing a little.
Then it turns
and
red.
Regular dance, and it goes, the lights go out, and they just some freak shit. That's a good challenge.
But niggas started. The niggas fucked that one up because they started hacking it.
I'm laughing, audience, because I swear, bro, this nigga fucks with the Chiefs so much that anytime something bad happens, this is probably the only time I'm a hater, honestly. But anytime anything bad happens to the Chiefs, nigga, that shit makes my day.
Patrick Mahomes gonna retire. I told you take the under.
That shit makes my day. Look at this stupid shit. Please watch the football game, ladies and gentlemen. Watch a repeat something.
Oh,
these
man.
Niggas is out here doing some Fumbarooski
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's definitely some Fumbarooski shit. He's gonna retire, bro.
This is bugging out.
He should just retire on top. Like, he got his three Super Bowl appearances, two rings, two MVPs.
Man. Y'all need to stop using the word toxic, man.
Oh, you wanna hear about that topic?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to that topic. Yeah. I be hearing men talk like
it's future. It's future.
Nah, future use that word?
He still does to this day.
Y'all niggas not seeing what's going on this television. Nah, son. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut this shit off. But these niggas stopped playing. Nobody blew a whistle. I hope they show the replay. But yeah, you can continue with the toxic shit if it comes up. I don't say toxic.
I just call that, like, that's gay.
Toxic?
Talking about future.
I think women like it, honestly. That's why I go with the word.
The word? Yeah, I'm talking about the word.
The whole thing.
Yeah, they love it. I think they love what comes with it.
The word toxic came from women. They applied it to men, and men remixed it, and men was like, okay, I'm toxic.
The same shit with niggas out here talking to fuck.
Look at this play.
Talking about.
Well, watch how they stop. Nobody continues playing. Look at these niggas. This is bugging out, right?
They about to cut the whole roster.
But yeah, my fault. I'm sorry,
talking to about horoscopes with the women. Like, nigga, you not. Why
nah,
you know
I ain't gonna lie.
Shit?
That's been my game. Yeah. Nigga, me being a Scorpio has literally probably started more conversations than anything.
It should always worry. I go, they ask me, whenever I ever hear the, what's your sign, right? I go, first I go, dollar sign, right? Just fucking around. Dollar sign.
That's a bad move. Now you a trick.
Go
ahead. Dollar sign, right? And they're like, no, for real, right? And then I get to it. I'm like, yeah, I'm an Aries. Are we compatible? And they're like, I don't really know. And I'm like, so we ain't got nothing to talk about. And they're like,
nigga, what's the goal?
The goal is
scare the bitches away.
Surprisingly, that shit don't scare them away, son.
Because you toxic.
But yeah.
That nigga crazy.
that was a bad day, son.
But yeah.
I thought it was over, man. All the work I put in this fucking spot. These Tweedledee, Tweedledum niggas about to fuck up everything I worked hard for in here.
Yo, there's a strip club on my crib. I went to that shit next to.
Is it Sue's?
Nah, it's called.
Oh, nah, they closed that.
Next to my crib. It's called Juniors. I don't want to give them no free. It's some rundown. It's
oh,
just
then
bad.
I'm going.
That shit. Oh, you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's the best place to
be. It's rundown as fuck.
The business is happy to see you in
that
there.
That shit is $10 at the door.
Oh, yeah.
That's how rundown
is. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, what they got working? What they got going on in there?
What they got going on? The business is fat and old, most of them. Yeah. But why did I mention that?
When they open?
They fat and old?
Yeah, most
nigga called Juniors?
That shit is run down, bro.
I'm about to say. You probably should have go back there twice.
That shit is all new. No alcohol.
Oh, they serious.
Why the fuck did I mention this, though? It doesn't even matter. Forget it. But, yeah, toxic.
This nigga threw a pick six, by the way.
Yeah. Fumarooski pick six back to back.
Well, what's this toxic shit we got? We got on. We got to abandon this work.
Yeah. So come what's up with a new work. Something nah. toxic, but is a massive turn on in bed. These are Chubb's topics.
I don't know what he meant by that. Because
the massive turn on in bed, but it's toxic.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
That sounds like it may be a little flagrant.
That nigga's trying to tell us something?
Yeah, I don't know what type of... That's like... That nigga's like into like...
Nah, he was about to say something. Yeah, just say it, bro.
Nah. I'm gonna keep it to myself.
This nigga's weird, bro. He's scaring me.
Like, he must want his girl to like hit him or something or like choke him out or some shit like that.
I like the hitting. I like the play fight.
For you to get hit.
Yeah, I want to get punched in the face.
That may be talk. That may be so what it, that may be what it meant.
Get angry.
But this nigga, somebody putting hands on me and abusing me, that's pretty crazy. You don't think so? Like, even in a sexual manner, like, putting...
I like when the fool fight back.
Yeah, niggas may have to edit that one.
I like when the fool fight back.
Nah, I think he's good.
That shit is, yeah.
All right, since we watching sports, I had a sports topic.
I'm gonna excuse myself.
No, you could probably answer this one. It's a broad sports topic. So... In the history of sports, what do you think is the best villain team?
Like I don't know.
Like the Patriots. The Pistons are one.
Them niggas is about to put niggas in fucking comas.
Now, the best villain team got to probably be the Cowboys.
You see, that's the opposite.
Like, everybody hates the Cowboys.
Everybody hates the Cowboys everybody because the everybody Cowboys. Loves the Cowboys. If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cowboys are like America's team. So people love watching
not the Patriots?
Nah. The Patriots were the team everybody hated.
Or the Steelers?
Nah, the Steelers are like a good franchise. Like, oh yeah, the Steelers are good. But nah. I think all time is probably the Pistons, like you said. And you didn't even know that. See?
Shout good that points for me.
Yeah, and then what else? It's a lot of
yeah. Like I ain't gonna lie, bro. I gotta pay attention to that topic shit because I think bugging the fuck out.
No, but in Chubb's defense, this was I only put one topic, and it's the sports shit. I was gonna use that to rap on the podcast. Hey guys, what do you think about the Michael Jordan? Some shit like that.
Nah, but how about this week? I'm using fucking Twitter.
Oh yeah,
and fucking.
You ever like find whole Twitter?
That's what. Miss, funny enough, you said
Twitter
that
before. It was like now it's the forefront of fucking Twitter. I think yeah. now or X.
Yeah, nah, we don't call it.
That's how they promote the OnlyFans
only
shit.
Fans, yeah,
but before that shit was a tunnel. Yeah, like you had to go down a rabbit hole to find
it. It wasn't on Front Street.
Yeah,
you had to know somebody that knew somebody.
There was black. There was the black supremacist Twitter.
Oh yeah, that shit changed. Some new shit.
But for some reason though, my algorithm started putting that shit on my forefront.
The porn,
I don't think I need any other porn sites.
I was telling these niggas that 10 years ago that traditional porn is dead.
Yeah, I think at this point, I think I can
like,
go to
if
Twitter.
If you go to fucking Spank Bang, all of them shits, is you better
that's
off,
my number one.
You better off just going to Twitter.
Yeah. Because
you can find it there.
Exclusive freaks.
Exclusive freaks.
Well, I never,
shit.
Like, some of the porn shit I done seen in there is like bitches that you probably dead ass seen at the supermarket.
Yeah.
And they don't even have OnlyFans. They just want to pop their pussy on
they just want to get fucked on Twitter.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
Fuck a fan
I'm
Friday.
Like, this, yeah, type shit. I'm like, y'all bitches is on here wilding.
Yeah.
Yo, that remind me of Smut Sunday. Back in high school.
Nah, walk us through that. What's that about?
Smut Sunday. It was on Sundays. Those were the days niggas would post videos
exposing
of them running trains on girls.
Oh, it's like Smuts Exposed?
Yeah, OD.
Now, y'all think trains are gay?
That shit, I think it's type
Pepsi,
gay. Dude.
I think trains are 100%
gay. I don't want to be around another dick.
Yeah, I never was like into that. Like, okay, so how about an orgy?
I definitely do an orgy.
Nah, that's gay.
Nah.
Cause you were around another.
I just that bitch, but she just
but
probably
like
she'll have to
shit like if a like if like in this area in this place that we are right now.
Yeah, what if there's 10 hoes in here trying to fuck right now?
And then we
no
was
room.
Just all in different rooms.
No, there's no room though.
Like, I'm busting their ass right here
in front of us.
Y'all niggas better get busy. What the fuck is 10 bitches in here?
I don't think orgies is gay.
It's 10 bitches in here, bro. It's 10 bitches in here. You think I give a fuck about what y'all niggas is doing?
I agree
with you. No. You're right. You're right,
bro. But what?
I don't.
nigga, 10 of the baddest bitches you ever seen in your life, and we're stopping you from fucking her.
This is the whole way.
To make love to her?
No, no,
that's what it's about. I think you hit me on the head. What the fuck? You come with me, you don't need to be a part of this. Nigga, what the fuck?
I'm saving
I'm about to break these bitches the fuck off. If y'all niggas don't want a part of this,
what about trains?
That's a little gay.
Why is it gay?
I don't want y'all telling yourselves, but have you participated in one?
Nah.
Have you participated in one? I'm gonna take your silence as an answer.
No.
You did.
I never had more than one sexual partner at a time, so I never even had a threesome.
Oh, you wildin', bro.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah, you said it's overrated.
Overrated.
Right? Nah, but you're wildin' though. That's more for my ego. That's more for my ego.
And it's not about size. Like, I need two dicks.
So you need two dicks?
Yeah. let's make it two sound.
Nah, bro.
I'm excusing myself, man. I don't want to be around niggas fucking.
Come on.
Yeah, orgy, I probably rock
the
with.
The 10 baddest bitches you ever seen in your life.
Why I gotta be in the same room?
It's a room.
Full of bad bitches. What do you think that song was about, nigga?
Yeah, orgy.
So I'm like, all right, you can take my number.
Nah,
we can figure this out.
They ain't doing no shit. They wanna fuck.
There's no way. They don't have phones, nigga.
Yeah, they don't even speak English.
Yeah.
Like, I could do some shit like I'm in the kitchen.
Nah.
A nigga's in the living room.
It's literally one room.
There's a couch there, a couch here, and there's a camera.
And them bitches don't leave the room.
They don't leave the room.
You're not fucking?
I'm
you had a lot of willpower. I ain't gonna lie, bro, because it's really honestly not about...
I've been in that situation before, but...
You folded?
Nah, I've been in that situation before. But that shit is gay.
Oh, so from experience, you think it's gay?
The thought of it is gay.
I really can't think. But see, my thing is, though, the last thing, like, honestly, the way I focus in, y'all niggas wouldn't even be in the room for me.
Y'all niggas wouldn't be in the room. Before I even initiate, y'all niggas is in the room.
I promise you,
if 10 bitches come strolling in here looking at us like we a piece of meat, y'all niggas is no longer in the room.
And I swear, bro.
I'll definitely look at y'all niggas and make sure this is real. And then I'm done. Y'all niggas won't be here no more, son.
I'm out.
Y'all niggas
walking
out.
Why be a man like make a noise?
I start laughing.
That's what is crazy.
I start laughing.
What happens when the nigga moan?
I remember one time, hey, my man,
shut the fuck up.
That's a sound you never gonna forget in your life, nigga.
I bet you I will. Y'all niggas is crazy.
I'm just asking, man.
It's getting too loud.
You start hearing shit like a nigga say that shit. Let's make it two sounds.
Open the window.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm telling you right now, bro. That shit, I ain't even gotta think twice. Nigga, 10 bitches come in here, I'm on it.
Yeah, all right.
I'm on it.
But we all in agreement that trains are gay.
If y'all all naked.
Find the train.
Wait, okay, so it's a girl in the room.
I think it's gay, period.
I'm gonna give you two setups of the train. One, y'all all in the room, and y'all all, like, taking turns fucking the girl. Like, she's in the...
But we all got our clothes on? Like, we just,
yeah.
like...
Yeah, and film? Niggas is standing right next niggas to the shit going down, there. Jerking off.
Yeah, niggas is back to back. Like, all right, so how about if she's in an apartment and everybody's outside taking turns?
Oh, that's all right.
That's not gay.
I think that's gay.
What?
I think it's gay.
So one after the other is gay?
I think both is gay.
Nigga.
But you were fucking a room full of niggas fucking.
Yeah, definitely.
But you wouldn't take partake.
It's not a room full of niggas fucking. It's more bitches than there is niggas.
It's actually a room
and
full of bitches.
And I can have two bitches at a time.
I think that's a fantasy for a lot of these girls. I ain't gonna hold you.
Wasn't gonna train, man, on that?
To get fucked by multiple niggas.
Yeah. It has to be because it happens all the time.
I think it is. I spoke to somebody who I thought wouldn't
facts.
Who I thought wouldn't be with that shit. She was with that shit. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, nah.
I think women really fuck with that shit.
Yeah, they do. Shit is crazy. Raise your daughters, y'all.
Nah, but
I don't even think that has anything to do.
Nah, but what's wrong with that though?
What's wrong with a woman?
Yeah,
one, two dicks.
Because if it's not a love thing, like I'm not in love with you, which is
so you don't think women should be fucking for sport?
I think they should.
I don't think they should be fucking for sport.
My girl should.
Just like we need to come to you. And give you something to respect. You got to come to us.
Also, chastity is what we should be.
I think that's
requesting from women.
Now for real,
this is why I want a woman in the room.
Chastity's. I mean, honestly, I don't really give a fuck how the woman come to me if I love her.
That's what I agree.
On the level of attraction, when it comes to like what I'm what I consider attractive,
yeah,
I think chastity is attractive in a woman.
All I ask for is you don't like if me and this girl step out.
I think a chastity is
how do you become a freak without fucking
them? Nah. I think some you could just be like
that's something you can respect. You're like, oh, what? You really not be out, you don't really be out here fucking when you got the power to.
No, but how does she become different. A freak is what I'm asking.
Through you.
No, she wasn't a freak when you met her then. She became a freak.
Through you.
No. Yeah, no, you turned her into a freak. I'm talking about a freak on day one. What if you don't want to put the work in?
If you don't want, what do you mean put the work
in? You want a bitch to be a freak the first time y'all link.
I'm enough for myself, bro. So fuck that.
Bitch. So you're making two sounds. What are you saying? Oh, shit. But you was about to say something.
Only thing I care about is if I fuck with a bitch that obviously got a crazy ass past, is that I don't get embarrassed when I'm outside. Okay, like, yeah, if niggas, yeah, like, niggas notice you, and, like, obviously they're not going to say nothing to me.
Yeah, that shit is always weird. But yeah, girl, you know, and it's with a guy, and she say hi to you. And I just always be feeling like, damn, I wonder how that guy feel.
And he locks eyes with you?
Type shit.
Yeah, he pops on you? Don't let him
pop. I mean, obviously.
It's always weird.
Every girl's gonna have a past at this point in my life.
But
this
nah, they all got a past.
But yeah, this like, is why I want a woman.
The ugly ones. They definitely
got I want a woman in the room, though, because I think there's some pushback on this conversation that we're not gonna see because we're men.
Yeah.
But, like, if you look at it from their perspective, it's like, niggas be broke and we fuck y'all.
What does that mean?
But see, the
you
thing
can't
is,
provide for me. You broke. And I still give you some pussy, so you mad? That I want to give pussy to other
niggas
people.
Some niggas is broke, but they got backbone. Like, or they got the, you know, they got the.
That movie you just did?
Yeah, what was that?
You gotta watch
it. Or they just got that energy, like they can get it done, though.
No, I
if they want.
And as a man, especially as a broke man, I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But from a woman's perspective, she's like, what you bring to the table is supposed to be stability and money, and you don't have that.
Yeah, but you gotta earn that, though.
Yeah, but you didn't do it. You 30.
Nah, the bitch gotta earn that though.
Earn what?
I mean, the woman gotta earn me wanting to give that to her.
No, but then why do you deserve some pussy?
That's the price. I was about to say that's now the price of the pussy.
She gonna give pussy because she
of
can't
what?
Control herself. That's not what happens.
I'm just trying to speak from the position of a woman. I agree with everything you're saying, but I'm just trying to. Then this is why I really want a woman in the room because I don't want to have to play this role. You know, it's a little weird, but they gotta have some pushback on these conversations that we having, and yeah, I think this is the perfect platform for that.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm a little bitch talk, and I only say bitch because I don't know her yet. But when I know her, I'll call. I don't use that word unless I fuck. That's like a rule I have personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Why bitch then?
It's a name.
It's a name.
Yeah, it's a name holder. Am I supposed to call them all Susies? Hey, Suze. Nah, I can't call a woman a hoe if I ain't fuck her. That's how.
She's fucking.
She definitely is, but I'm not fucking, so I can't call her a hoe. All
right. Well, yeah.
I mean, we got enough time, man.
Women followers, you know, call in.
Nah, we called, what we call like Illinois, Nebraska.
Oh,
the other day.
Yeah.
You should listen to that episode and edit it for us. Thank you.
Yeah, that shit was
but
funny.
We called like.
What do you mean you called?
We literally called other states and asked them if
like
they
a
knew,
restaurant.
They knew who Snoop Dogg was. Cause I thought Snoop Dogg is the most famous rapper.
Nah, he's not though.
They knew who Snoop Dogg was.
You just calling random places asking to speak to bitches.
No, I can't do that. I'm in a committed relationship.
That's mad funny. No, just like to see what they think. Like, hey, how do you feel about such and such? That's what
maybe we should do that.
Yeah, that's mad.
But we was calling restaurants.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't call a random number. A restaurant got to pick up.
Let's call Amira Dime.
You have her number?
Find it through the management, man. Hold that
motherfucker up. I said, find it through. That nigga looked at his phone, by the way.
Yeah, I was like,
that's how I know this nigga's crazy. Because he thought he had enough.
Does she got a management on her fucking Instagram? Like, yo, contact for bookings or some shit. Like,
probably. But yeah, that shit would take forever.
Maradon, how you feel?
Which one is that again?
That's the one with the cake.
Come on, nigga, that does not.
That's all of them, right? I know, but
what are you saying?
She got a tattoo.
She look
like,
Indian.
Right here.
That's the one that looks Indian.
Yeah, she's on some looking Indian.
Like, is she Cooley
type shit?
Is that a slur?
Yeah,
Hooli is a slur?
Yeah, I found out through, I think.
I thought it was a term of endearment. I ain't gonna hold it.
Nah, they not fucking with that.
You asked your who?
Because,
my brother.
They love that type
of
shit.
That nigga's from Trinidad?
They love that type of shit over in the Caribbean.
That's his toxic trait.
Oh, okay.
They like the coolie motherfuckers.
Yeah, like this, in the Caribbean, yeah. Like saying somebody like got coolie hair.
Anything that's not black, they like.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's the shit I don't like.
Nah, it's self-hate. Y'all gotta understand, Caribbean people are slaves too, nigga. Yeah. They got the Willie Lynch shit.
Willie Lynch started over there.
Yeah, it did start there, actually, yeah. He took that shit to the States and went gangbusters.
Gangbusters.
Y'all niggas got the paper bag test.
That's funny, though. The Bloods and shit started out as like a... the Bloods and the Crips started out as a...
Community revolution defense,
yeah.
In progress.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's...
And niggas
Crip shit. Drugs. Hey! Shout out Favi.
What about growth and development?
Yeah, that's not GD. What I mean. Yeah, that's my shit right there.
GD.
That's my shit right there.
Growth and development.
But the sounds of it, we
want to rap. I think we should rap. It's dragging a little bit. So I'm gonna say this, right? Just to wrap on this, we really need women's perspective on here. Even if you don't want to commit to the long term, just pull up, chop it up with the guys, defend your gender. I can't do it by myself. I'm the only feminist here. These niggas be calling me gay as soon as this shit comes off.
All right, I'm out of here. Wrap this shit up.
That was crazy.
What, that fast?
Nah, he did it on purpose. Oh, but comes off.
He did it. Like, what? He said it again?
That was crazy.
I'm out of here.
Comes off. All right. Well, this has been another installment of Gas Money. Y'all should appreciate us. We're here on fucking Christmas
Day. Oh, bro.
Just to bring it to y'all live and direct.
Yeah, I stopped cooking my turkey, man.
And we brought back TC. He said he's going to sign off for the long haul. I already got the contract written up, and we're going to get to it. You saying that's not true?
Are you about to be a mate?
Yeah. Hell no.
What do you mean, bro? Like, we had this whole long conversation on the way here. Like,
nah, I think you should be a mate, because sometimes, bro, we be having a lot of, like...
Shit to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think you be hard on these bitches, man. I think we need that. A lot of these niggas over here.
He can't do it with a woman in the room.
These niggas be a kick ass nigga.
Yeah, I'll accept that. But he can't do it with a woman in the room. I'll tell you that.
I know you ain't scared of no bitch.
Gotcha.
Hey, Blueface. Box that bitch. That was crazy.
Hey, yo, Blueface.
Hey, yo, Blueface.
You been doing all this boxing.
You need to box that bitch.
Yo. Box that bitch, nigga.
Yeah,
nigga said, yeah, fuck your daughter. He said, my daughter? Yeah, fuck that bitch. That nigga Charleston White is definitely my favorite character.
Now, I'm hard on everybody, man.
Now, you're not hard on Kanye.
I'm not hard on men because I don't fuck men.
So, thank you for clearing that up. It was all wonderful.
Right? Gay. Yeah. I'm not hard on, man.
Yeah, nah, that was a hard on.
You off for a Harlem hospital if you'd have said that shit out there. Niggas would start passing. Now you start talking like
what?
Yo, I'm telling you, man.
All right, well, this has been another installment of Gas Money.
Yeah, guys, take us out, man. Like the good old days.
Is there a specific thing you have you doing?
Why are you acting like you new here, bro?
I don't remember.
Take us out, bro.
It hasn't been.
Yeah, you go.
There we go. I found it.
Yeah, go.
It hasn't been.
Man, nobody.
Cardi B got a lot of ass money.
Okay.
I thought somebody else was supposed to go.
Nah, usually it's just you.
I don't think I'm creative enough to keep flowing.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I like that one.
So just talk about ass.
It's definitely getting too loud in here, money. Or it's not getting too loud in here, money.
Yeah, this has just been another installment of Gas Money.
Can I get a perfect?
I don't do it good.
Perfect.
That was bad.
Perfect.
Perfect.
That was much better. Thank you.